All right, so it's that time of the week where we shine the spotlight on a local organisation doing good work in the community. And this week, it's the Parents Centre in Wineburg, which provides training, counselling and support for all parents and families in the hope of helping every parent or caregiver to raise resilient and well-balanced children. Isn't that all of us, what all of us are trying to do? Venetia Barnes is the CEO and joins us this morning. A very good morning to you, Venetia. Thanks so much for joining us. Give us a little bit of background of the organisation, if you will.
Oh, good morning, Sarah, and thank you so much for having me on. Well, the Parent Centre was established about 38 years ago by Cape Town Child Welfare Society as a primary prevention service. And after research showed us that in order to prevent child abuse, we need to provide parents with support, information, and also parenting skills. And when I joined the Parent Centre 20 years ago, we were renting space at the Buxton Clinic in Eden Road, Claremont, and some of the listeners may be familiar with us when we were at the Buxton. And I'm mentioning it this because we are still the same organization. I've heard the question asked, are you still the same parent center? And yes, we're still the same parent center that was at the Buxton. And we moved to Wineburg in 2003. And we currently at 22 Wetton Road, Wineburg. That's where we're based. And the very generous Dutch funder gave us money to buy our own property back in 2016.
Fantastic.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Venetia, tell us about some of the people that you support.
So, yeah, you sort of alluded to it. We're really passionate about supporting all parents and caregivers so they can be the best parents for their children. And we work with a range of parents from biological parents, step-parents, blended families, adoptive and foster parents, teenage parents, grandparents contact us. They're concerned about their grandchildren, either raising their grandchildren or they're concerned that perhaps the parents have divorced and there's conflict. We work with teachers, in childcare centers, primary school and high school, social workers, really anyone involved in the care of children. At one time, we offered nanny training. Parents and caregivers contact us when they're dealing with a range of difficulties and concerns. So we might have a parent contact us and say, I'm worried about my toddler who's already out of control, or my teenager who's depressed or on drugs, or mixing with friends who are on drugs, or my 10-year-old doesn't want to go to school anymore, is not interested in schooling, how can I help him? And we have parents contacting us and saying, we're getting divorced and we want guidance on how to prepare our children. We're seeing more of that. We get, parents are referred, also referred by the Children's Court and many other organizations working with families and children.
Do you think that there is this unrealistic expectation that parenting comes naturally to everyone?
Oh, yeah. Well, there is that unrealistic expectation, yes. I think to be a parent is certainly a blessing and can enrich your life in so many ways. I mean, I'm a parent myself, but certainly not easy. I think not for any parent. Parenting comes with a host of challenges, worries, fears. You know, you're responsible for raising a child, and every child has their own personality, temperament, different needs, which also change from one developmental stage to the next. And then you add in parental difficulties such as, postnatal depression, unemployment, poverty, a pandemic. You know, we all struggle, all parents are struggling with a pandemic. How do we keep our children safe? And I think most of us need help along the way, whether it's from a trusted family member or colleague or even professional help. It really does take a village to raise a child. And on this point, I really encourage parents not to feel ashamed about needing help, because I think a lot of us, we live with so much shame and we feel that we failed, and it's so hard to ask for help. But there's so much help available, and as the Parent Centre, we certainly want to walk alongside parents and provide the help that they need.
Talk us through some of the different programs that you offer to parents and caregivers.
So we have a range of services. We have counselling, one-on-one counselling. We do individual work with parents, but also with couples. And we have the two different types of counselling. The one is sort of counselling for parents of children of all ages and covering a range of parenting challenges. And then we have a specialised counselling service for parents of children 0 to 5 years. And I want to highlight that because it's a really special service. And it's for parents who have children who are struggling with sleeping, with feeding, with prolonged temper tantrums, and And it's really a very special service. And I would encourage parents who are going through those kind of challenges with children north of 5 years to actually access that service. And then we have our antenatal and postnatal support program for pregnant moms, moms struggling with depression, teenage moms, and most of the moms are referred by the maternity units in the local community. We have a teen parenting program for teenage parents who are raising their biological children or siblings, positive parenting skills training, father training, child behavior management training for teachers.
Can we go back to the programs for teenagers? What are the specific challenges facing teen parents in Cape Town?
So we work with teenagers in our teen parenting program and also our antenatal support program. And there's a range of challenges, and this is why it's so important to support teen parents. So, you know, what we often see is families, lack of family support. So once the teenager falls pregnant, there's often rejection. So lack of family support, also rejection by the father. We see that often. And which is one of the highest risks for postnatal depression, the lack of support of the partner. And then juggling parenting and schooling, peer pressure, the pressure of social media. And we see all the cyberbullying happening, and also the pressure of living up to those images that are the unrealistic images that are portrayed in social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really important to support teen parents.
Let's talk about the challenges that you face as an organisation. I imagine that the COVID-19 pandemic has affected you, and particularly, of course, the lives of the people that you help.
Yes, yes. So, firstly, with the parents that we work with, we certainly see parents being, you know, more stressed, mental health, as we all hear, you know, has certainly become a bigger challenge or bigger issue for parents and for their children. I heard somebody say the other day, if you didn't have a mental health problem before COVID, so many people do now. So, really, so again, the support that we need to give to parents is so vital. And also financially, even at the parent center, we started implementing providing food vouchers to parents, because so many parents have, you know, lost employment, whether it's formal or informal employment. So, and as an organization, it's been hugely stressful. So we haven't been able to do face-to-face work. We're starting to go back to face-to-face work now, but a lot of our services have been offered remotely via WhatsApp and telephone and Zoom. And interestingly, we've managed very well. You know, the remote online support has worked very well. So that's been a gift of the crisis.
Yeah.
Also, organizationally funding, I think most NPOs, even the past couple of years, have been challenged with financial sustainability just because of the global economic crisis, and this has just been exacerbated through the COVID pandemic. So,
Venetia, I just want to make sure that people can get in touch with you if they want to. There's a website, which is theparentcentre.org.za, and that's how you can get in touch and find out more about the incredible work that is being done at the Parent Centre. Venetia Barnes is the CEO and has joined us this morning to tell us a little bit more about the organisation. We thank you so much for your time this morning, Venetia. Coming up after the news at 9 o'clock, we've got Gavin Gray, of course, with the UK Report, your movie review at 9:20 with Gail Edmonds. And then in Book Club, we meet the author of a searing new memoir. Robert Hamblin has just released his book. It's called Robert, A Queer and Crooked Memoir for the Not So Straight and Narrow. Don't miss it. This